Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Dr. Truth. I'm Bishop Poole. Happy to have you and you, wherever you might be. We thank God for you continue to be with us in these services, and we thank God, amen, for this study. As always, amen, our desire is to have your input at a grassroots level that we all can grow thereby. Amen. We are learning from each other. Amen. What you have done, amen, can be a great help to you and I. And amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And whatever we can say or do to encourage you to be a part of things that's going on in your life. Amen. We would like to do that because of the fact that God loves you, God cares for you. Amen. And he wants you to be a part of it. Amen. Father, we thank you right now what you're doing, Lord. We thank you for the thing that you're going to do. Oh, God, you rain your power, your love, and your kindness on us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind Satan's hand, we bind his feet, we bind his ears, his eyes, the things that he's trying to do against your people. God, we know you're able to do everything but fail. Lord, look upon your people now as we go through this broadcast. And if they are in a sick room or going through distress, Lord, send your healing. Send your deliverance. Oh, God, in Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you and welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Amen. Like the song from Saint Rain from Noah Robertson. Amen. Lord, open up your windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. Amen. Until we overflow. Amen. Because we need a refreshing. All of us need a refreshing from time to time. We need a refreshing, and we want to now to reiterate and bring forth again, amen. Many of you heard, amen, the just shall live by faith. Maybe we have kicked around the subject, amen, many times. You hear the love, amen. Anything we have get from God has to be by faith, amen. Everywhere we go, it's by faith. We live. Amen. The just shall live constantly. Amen. Moving in and out. Amen. The things we eat, the people we see, the places we go, it's about faith. And we want to examine, amen, faith today and this afternoon, wherever you might be. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And our endeavor is always, amen, to give you the truth from a grassroots level. Amen. We can't give you a diploma or graduation credits. Amen. But we're praying and hoping that the things being said, amen, can be a great help to you, amen, in your walk with Christ. Amen. Father, we thank you again, oh Lord, for those that are listening. Lord, we thank you again, oh God, for giving us in times like these. Oh Lord, you say these times will come. Amen. Lord, you say these things will happen. And we thank you for being truthful to us. Not only you're a God of love, but you're a God of truth. Amen. And we thank you for being truthful. Amen. Not only you're loving, but you're truthful to us. Those that accept you, amen, know that you are God of truth. Amen. And God of love. And love suffers long as love is suffered kind. You have not treated us what we deserve. You forgave us, and we thank God for forgiveness. And we thank God, amen, for things that have happened to us because you made it. You turn it around. We turn it around. That's why we're thanking you, because it was you that turned it around. It was you, amen. And we know it was you. The enemy desire to sift us. Paul told Timothy, the enemy's desire to sift us like wheat. He told Peter, the devil desire to sift us like wheat. Amen. So we bless you. We bless you. Amen. And we ask you, amen, to look on us again. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Text them and amen. Let them know Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. In case you missed this broadcast, amen, and you want to go back to it, amen, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/, amen, Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Amen. There you'll find this broadcast there. Amen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on your computer. Amen. You can go back and view it and listen to all the different broadcasts we have over the years time. Amen. Because of you. Amen. Because of your input. And that's why we thank God for you, because we're learning. Amen. Learning to share one from another. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministry. Amen. You'll find us there, as well as www.JesusChristInternationalMinistries.org. Amen. You'll find us there, amen, on our radio, on the broadcast, amen. So we're thanking God always, thanking God, because this is about Christ. Amen. We're about, amen, upbuilding your faith, encouraging one another, helping one another. We're here to debate, argue, amen, confuse others. No, we're here. Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpens iron. Amen. With a friend sharpens the countenance of his friend. Amen. We're here to encourage one another. You have something, and that person has something, and she has something, and all of us going through something, and thank God. Sometimes we overlook, amen, that when you're in your car, you understand, amen, that the car have windshield wipers, and you know as long as that car is moving, amen, you understand and you know that one day, 1 hour, the rain's gonna lift. Amen. As long as you're moving, you understand things is going on one time, and amen, is going to live. Amen. You're not going to have it anymore. You're not going to be involved anymore. Amen. So the same thing applies. We're talking about now faith. We're talking about now faith. Amen. That's the discussion here. We're talking about faith. Amen. So let's call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And as we find time, every hour of the day, amen, and you might be learning, continue to see things in your life what God has done, amen. Sometimes you might not even see. Sometimes you might not even understand things that God has done. Amen. But that's why we're here. Amen. Encourage one another. Amen. And help one another. Amen. All right. In the book of Hebrews, 13 chapter to 11 chapter, the 11th chapter of Hebrews, bear for me. Amen. Also, I always like to quote Proverbs a little bit. Proverbs again, say 24:16, for a just man shall fall down seven times and rise up again. Amen. Proverbs 24:6, it says, a multitude of counselors, there's safety. And here we are. We all coming together, amen, trying to help one another, encouraging one another. You can't make anyone do anything, but we're coming together and trying to encourage one another, amen, and amen, and showing that we care for each other, amen. So at any time you give out information and you find that people will not accept it, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged, amen, because you did your part. Amen. You did your part. All you can do, amen, like the Lord told us, be a witness. Just be a witness. Amen. As we begin to be a witness, amen, you can see the difference in your life, because that's all he wants you to be, is be a witness, to obey. Amen. Hebrews, remember it again, the Bible is our final authority. Amen. It's one of the investments we always should make. Amen. The Word of God. You live on it. You walk on it. Amen. By the commandments of God. Amen. You take his word. Amen. We're going as far as keeping his word, because he said in his word, you have everlasting life if you believe in him. So you're going to die on his promises. Amen. If you leave this, when you leave this earth, not if, but when you leave this earth, you putting your life in his hand. Putting your life in his hand. Amen. He is saying, amen, as long as you live for him and give your time to him, amen, be a witness to him, amen, he'll save you. He'll save you. And that's why we are here, and that's what it's all about. Amen. We're spreading the word to others. We're spreading the word to others. Not that we want to, amen, do it. No, God commanded us to be a witness. He said, go to all the world. Amen. Go to all the world. And that's a great commission. Amen. We're about soul. The church, when I say we're talking about soul. We're talking about salvation. Amen. The church is about salvation. The church is about soul. Soul winning. That's what it's all about. Yes, there are other things that are happening. Amen. And the enemy try to distort. Amen. The role of the church. The church is definitely, and all, we're about soul winning. We're about soul, and we've been trying to help people come to Christ. That's what it boils down to. Come to Christ, then stay to Christ. Come to Christ, then stay with Christ. And it's one thing to accept God as your Lord and Savior. Then you find that once you become a child of God, and then you find that it's always about information trying to pull you away. And that's what the enemy did in the Garden of Eden. He sought ways and means to pull God's people away. Pull God's people away. The book of Hebrews, 13th and 11th chapter says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, this is where we're going to rest at. We're going to rest right here. Amen. The Bible says now faith, amen, is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. Evidence of things not seen. Amen. We want to explore the word now is the present. Amen. It's immediate. The present time. Amen. At this present time, amen, you can have confidence in God. Amen. Faith is defined. We define faith. Amen. It is confidence or religious belief. Your religious belief, confidence in what you believe. Amen. You can widen that out, amen, and say faith, amen. You have confidence in yourself. Amen. You have confidence in yourself. You have confidence, amen, in other people. You have confidence in someone that's trying to help you. Amen. You have faith. Amen. That's what it says, confidence. Amen. Your religious belief. Amen. Whatever principles in life that you live and depend on, amen, is your faith. Amen. The things that you believe in, the things that you love, the Bible says faith is confidence, or in religious belief. So sometimes people have faith in themselves. They have faith in confidence in areas of life, confidence in money, their skills, their talent. They have confidence. And you hear the term say, well, I got faith in my car. I got faith in this. Amen. So they have confidence. Amen. That's Webster Dictionary saying they have confidence. Amen. Amen. And confidence is defined as, amen, trust or assurance. Trust or insurance. Amen. People have faith. Amen. They have insurance. Amen. They have trust. Someone say, well, I have faith. That means they trust or they have insurance. Their assurance. Amen. About something. Amen. So the Bible says now is defined, if you look it up in a dictionary, it means present. The present time. The immediate time is immediate. The present. Amen. It doesn't say about future. It didn't say about yesterday or last year. It's saying faith is now. And in Hebrews 11 start off saying now faith. Now faith is the substance of things. There's a lot of things dealing with things. Amen. It's dealing with a lot of situations. Amen. It's about situation we don't see and the things we do see, amen, faith built that, faith involved in that, amen. So we don't want to mislead you. We don't want to hope we're not failing you to the fact, amen, because so many things that are happening today, things that happen today. People are involved in situations today, amen. So when it comes down to who do you depend on? As religious believers, amen, as God believers and the church believers, amen, we put our faith, we put our trust, we put our hope, amen, in God, the creator of heaven and earth. And you hear me many times say creator of heaven and earth, of course, in the beginning of the Garden of Eden, amen, the enemy was in the garden, amen, he heard, and he figured out a way to take away the salvation of God's people, amen, the trust in God's people. He brought confusion in by spreading false doctrine, false teaching, amen. And he also, amen, said they will be like gods if you eat of the tree. If you break what God told you to do and do what you feel is right, amen. You will know the difference between good and evil. And that's where the world is at now. It's hard for anyone to try to explain to people, amen, about, amen, salvation. They can't see it. They can't feel it. They can't taste it. But the Hebrews say you can taste, amen. The sixth chapter of Hebrews say you can taste the heavenly gift, amen. Hebrews 6. He said, if a person fall away, amen, in the fifth Hebrews 6:6-5, he say, and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come. We have tasted. Amen. Hebrews didn't see. Taste and see. Amen. So we have come to the fact, amen, and come to the place, amen, that the God we serve, you understand, the God we serve and the God we love amen, that love us first. He sees all. He knows all. He's all powerful. He's everywhere. Amen. The God that we serve, heaven and earth, he sees all. He knows all. He's all powerful. He's everywhere. So once you push your confidence in God, like we defined, we said now, faith is now. If you look it up, the word faith, you find that the word says faith is, now is present. When you say something now, say come now, that means present. Amen. It's defined as now. Amen. Dictionary says now is defined as the present time, immediate, and the present. So when somebody calls and says, oh, can you come over now? Oh, I see you right now. I see you in a couple. I'll be there now. I'll be there immediately. Amen. And so when a person says they have faith, they have confidence. Faith is defined as confidence in their religious belief. They have confidence, amen, in a God. We have confidence in God because he's everywhere. He sees all. He knows all. And he's all powerful. That's why the saints of God, we should have now faith. Hebrews start off saying now faith. He didn't say last year faith, next year faith, year before that faith. No, the Bible says now. So we have things that are happening now. Yes, things that have happened yesterday, but no, listen, now you can put your trust and your confidence in God now, immediately. Bishop, you don't know what's going on with me. And they said that this sickness will not pass. I'm going to have to live. The Bible said now, faith, put your trust, your confidence in God now, his word now. Amen. Amen. Now. Do it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Salvation is now. You remember when you accepted Christ? You accepted Christ the day, the Bible says, the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. So you heard God's voice speaking within, says the day you should accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And you did it that day, that time, that moment. It was a now situation, and God accepted you right then. Amen. That's why the just shall live by now faith. Amen. Every day when you get up in the morning, it's now. God is there now. And know why? He's everywhere. This is the God we serve. He's everywhere. He's all-seeing. He's all-powerful. And he's all-knowing. And that's the principles we live on. We're living on now. We're living on now. We're living on now. Amen. Hebrews begin there, the 11th chapter begin to express, amen, the second verse of the 11th chapter, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, and so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen. So we dig it into faith. We dig it into faith. We're praying and, amen, and hoping, amen, that throughout these different broadcasts, amen, we don't want to fail you, amen, try to mislead you because, amen, Jeremiah had came to Jeremiah the 17th, one of God's weeping prophets, amen. He was telling Israel, amen, when they was in captivity, the 17th chapter of Hebrews. Amen. Jeremiah, 17th chapter of Jeremiah. We want to read a little bit. Amen. And we want to pick it up at the 5th verse. Amen. And he said that, thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, who heart departeth from the Lord. And watch what he says now. We just finished discussing. Amen. Confidence. Amen. Faith is confidence in your God, in your principles. Amen. We have confidence in God, our creator, because of the fact what? He sees all, he knows all, he's everywhere. You know we've got all power. Everything going on, he knows about it. It's nothing we can do or say that he don't know. And that's the confidence we have in the God we serve, the God creator of heaven and earth. Through his son, Jesus Christ, walked this earth. He suffered, he knows, and he set up the church. And the church is not, amen, ignorant of anything. The church is not behind date on anything. Amen. So we notice here, Jeremiah said, be the man that trusteth. And that's a deep word, trusteth. Amen. And he went on to explain, said, make his flesh his arm. Amen. So much human beings can do. So much human beings, they can go so far. You can go so far with money. You can go so far with favor with people. You can go so far with education. You can go so far, amen, in favoritism. There's certain things that human beings are limited. We're just limited, amen. And now this virus and diseases and these mobs and these walls and these, amen, the human nature is turning against, amen. It says all type of weather reports. Amen. It's so far a human being can do, so much man can do. Man can do certain things, but, amen, but they're limited. They're limited. Amen. So the Bible says that when you put your trust, though, amen, there's nothing wrong with marketing and sharing, because the Bible even speaks about ants, Proverbs 6:6, how the ants. They network and they market together. Amen. There's nothing wrong with us. We networking together and helping each other. But don't put your trust in those systems. Amen. Like virus come through now and broke up everything about it. And we're in a world atmosphere now. We don't know what year to year. Things have changed so much. Amen. These deadly not seen. These deadly not seen organisms. Bacteria and things that are happening, not seen. Amen. But the church knows, God knows there'll be sickness and disease. Jesus said so, it will come. Amen. We fight against an enemy that's not seen. Paul said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So the church is ahead of all of these things. The church is more spiritual than you ever thought it was. The church knows about spiritual warfare. The church know about things they're not seeing, brethren. They know about things not seen. And that's why we put our word as a weapon. It cuts between these things that are not seen. Amen. It cuts. Amen. Jeremiah said it's a curse. Amen. You put all your heart and mind, amen, pinned on until you die. Amen. About a man. Your heart going to leave God. And you know, you're saved by believing in your heart. Amen. Believe in the heart. Move God. Amen. You can't come to God unless you have faith. Without faith is impossible. Hebrews 6 says it. Without faith is impossible. Hebrews 11. Amen. Without faith is impossible. Please God. When you come to him, you must believe that he is. That he is. Amen. You can move things that can't be seen. You can move things that can't be heard on a natural level. But you got to believe it now. You got to believe this is going to happen now when you pray now. Amen. Not tomorrow, but now. When you say things happen now with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Jeremiah's talking about, amen. And he said he shall be like the heat in the desert. Jeremiah 17:6, shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched place in the wilderness and the salt land and not inhabit it. Blessed the man that trusteth in God, in the Lord, for whom hope the Lord is. He shall be like a tree planted by waters and shall spread out his roots by the river and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, the desperately wicked, who can know it? 10th verse of the 17th chapter of Jeremiah. He says, I, the Lord, search the heart, and I try to range, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his doing. As the parson settles on the eggs and hatches them out, so he that gathers riches, not by right, shall leave them in midst of his days, and the end shall be a fool. Amen. And that's Psalms 37 talking about, amen. God is not against riches, because if he was, we wouldn't have no the heaven we going to. Amen. It's worth billions and billions of dollars. A man can calculate it, trillions of dollars, because golden streets, transparent gold. Amen. Everybody got mansions. No, God is not against, amen. But he is against trusting in God, other gods, little gods, trusting in people above him, amen. So when things happen to you now, call on Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Situations are happening now, God is there, trusting and hoping, because now is the time, now. What you have accomplished now, amen, since you've been saved, when you prayed, God saved you now. Amen. You accepted him, it was a present now thing. Amen. When you prayed for healing, he accepted you and gave you that now. Amen. When he blessed you, he gave you the strength now. Amen. So now is the subject. Amen. Now is the day. Now things are happening. So in this time, when the pandemics, amen, in these latter days, amen, things that are happening now, where's God? He's there. Situations the world is going through, hunger. Where's God? He's there. David said, you can, amen, you can go to the bottom of the ocean. He's there. You can take wings like birds and fly. He's there. Amen. So remember, we have to live. We have to live. I know many of us have God that we know we can call on him in certain areas of our life. In certain areas, we have a sign, say, Lord, I don't want you to come into this area. Amen. But you can believe him. The false prophets and teachers have taught you to believe him for money. And many people, they believe him. When it comes down to salvation, you can believe him. Now he'll save you. You believe him. But when you get in these trouble areas, amen, amen, all sickness is not unto death. When you get in these areas that men are limited, and they don't see no way out, natural man. And they say that, oh, your God is not there. He is there. He is there. Amen. So this is where the area of power and freedom come. Amen. Jeremiah said that, amen, don't be deceived. And Paul talks about in these last days, amen, the Thessalonian, amen, how people try to deceive and saying that God done come, God is gone. Amen. And things that are happening now is beyond God's capability. And Paul's saying to them, amen. In 2 Thessalonians 1, 2, 3, he said, no, no, no. Amen. I know many have fallen away because it was beyond God. They feel it was beyond God to feed them. Amen. In this pandemic, it's beyond God. Amen, to open the door, and jobs are closing down. Jeremiah said, you're just like a tree planted by the river's water. Amen, when things start coming, heat start coming, your leaves going to still flourish. Amen, you're still going to grow. Amen, because God make ways for you. God opened doors for you by showing you visions and dreams. Amen. And God make a way. He doesn't lie. He'll take care of you. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. Amen. That's why you have to say witness now. Now, say now. We're talking about, amen, this broadcast, putting God now. Amen. Put him first. Amen. In your life. He's there. But give him a thorough open door. Amen. Give him a thorough key to all the other keys in your house, in your heart. Give him the key to everything. Sickness, disease. Amen. Deception that went on. People lied to you and hurt you, bound you and took your strength, look like, from you. Amen. Give him the key to that. Give him the key to your hurt. Give him the key to the backbiters and liars. Amen. Give him the key. Amen. Give him the key. Amen. The things that go on in your heart. Amen. Jesus prayed, so he got up. Jesus got up and, amen, went out on the mountain and prayed all night long. All night long. And the disciples say, something, we missing something. We missing something. He's out there all night. We missing something. Amen. 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 Peter said, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Amen. So the disciples realized that when Jesus prayed so and prayed so, and they said, they never seen him like this. We never seen him like this. We missing something. Our master had done something. We don't know what he's doing. Amen. No. He know the human man. He know us. Amen. God walked the earth. The word became flesh and walked. Amen. Communication. God is communication. Amen. So now, right now. Amen. Whatever it is now that you're going through, whatever it is now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, not the week, no, now. Now. Amen. Put him there. Put him out there. Amen. If you're going to die on him, you're going to walk with him, he's going to give you the new heaven and new earth. You need to know that this now is the faith that you're walking with. Amen. He is faith. Amen. 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 We have one Lord. Amen. One God. We have one baptism. Amen. We have faith. Amen. The just shall live day to day, hour by hour, moment by moment. Amen. Let him have what you need him to have. Amen. We're going now to the studio. Amen. Open up the studio as always. Amen. And listen to maybe your comments. Amen. Because we all hear, amen, in this type of broadcast. We're here coming to, amen, to help one another. Amen. Iron sharpening iron. Amen. To encourage you, those that just started out in Christ. Those of you that's going something, you feel that, amen, you was told that God is not reaching. He doesn't reach into those areas. Amen. We want to encourage you that he does reach, that he does know through his son, Jesus Christ. We work here, as always, that we go in the studio. Amen. We give out the area code and last four digits of your area code. We don't give out your name or number. Amen. But you can give your name. But we don't do it here because these broadcasts are being recorded and be used for teaching, encouraging others. Amen. So what you're saying when the prayer that you give, amen, can be helpful to many, many more. Amen. We are all over the radio, all over the airways, all over the internet. Amen. So we thank God for you and you and every code that you hear. Amen. So now we open up the studio. Just press one on your phone. Stay on your phone. And our technician will put you in. And all I would do is I would announce your last area code and the last four digits of your telephone. All right. We're at 954-4427.
Good evening, Bishop, and thank God for another broadcast. We can come together. I love the topic, and our faith. That's those two words are very powerful, very deep. There's a lot in that. You know, when we say now faith, as believers, we need to understand how to apply that faith. How do we get the faith? And as a believer, we need to study the Word of God. There has to be a standard that you live by. And as a believer now, you're required to learn how to live according to God's Word. And you do that by studying God's Word. Now, when Jesus left us, he said that I'll send a comforter to be with you. So we now the comforter is going to help guide you and show you how to live. And people wonder now about the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Well, when you study God's Word, the Holy Spirit is responsible to bring God's Word into remembrance if you study it. The Holy Spirit is responsible to bring the Word of God into your as a believer. When you study the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is there to bring it. Whenever you get in a situation in life, if you have studied the Word of God, the Holy Spirit now will bring it into remembrance. And when he bring it into remembrance, now you can put your confidence in that Word. You can put your faith in it. See, the world has standards. And when the world get in trouble, the world know that now I can take my money and go hire a lawyer. He knows the law. He can go represent me, and he can get me out of this situation. Well, as believers, we study the Word. The Holy Spirit is faithful to bring that Word into remembrance for the situation we in. Now we put our faith on that and we stand on it. Now I'm going to show you. I went in for transplants, but before I went in, I was laying there, and the Holy Spirit came to me and said, now, they talk about the possibility of the chances I had, a double transplant, but the Holy Spirit reminded me now that the Lord told Satan, you can try Job, but you don't have charge over his spirit. What meaning was, you can try it, but you can't have his life. And that scripture, that word, is what the Holy Spirit gave me while I was laying there going through my double transplant. So I was able to relax and rest because I knew one day the Lord didn't give me charge over my spirit. So, yes, this is a trial. This is a test. But I'm going to put my faith on the fact that, no, I'm not going to die here. Because the Holy Spirit let me know. He brought that scripture, that word of God to me and let me know. So this is what believers have to do. You can't, some people have photographic memory. They can remember everything they ever see or ever read. But for the most of us, we study the word of God, and there's going to be maybe a great deal that you can remember, but there may be a lot you don't remember, but you studied it. Then the Holy Spirit comes in and bring it in remembrance. So that's where your faith kick in. The Holy Spirit will give you an unction in your spirit and bring that scripture back to you. And when you're in trouble and you put your faith to that with that spirit, that scripture that the Holy Spirit gave you, and you stand on that and you'll see that it'll bring you through every time. That's what I wanted to say.
All right.
All right.
Amen. Very good. Very good. Very good. As always, those of us that, amen, have experienced that deep trust in God, amen, you fall back on what you know. And the Bible said that if you have faith as a mustard seed, amen, don't take much, just a little bit. Amen. He knows, God knows, he sees you, he hears you, he's everywhere. Amen. He's always watching and listening to his people. Amen. All right. God bless you. As always, man of God, we have another one. Just press one on your phone. Amen. We're here. Amen. That you can catch faith. Amen. Not only tomorrow, but now. Amen. Never know, amen, what tomorrow brings, but right now. Amen. Iron sharpening iron. We want to sharpen up. Amen. Sharpen up your trust in God. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. Those that are called in, amen. You can call in, call a friend, and tell a friend. Amen. They can catch this program again if they miss it. Amen. They can always go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You can hear Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can design, amen, to help build your faith. Help build your faith. You having problems, amen, wrestling with your belief, amen. You can go to the book of John, just study out the John, amen. Study out all those different miracles, amen. Keep reading it. The word of God will build. Read it out loud. Read it out loud. Let your ear hear. Then read it out loud. Amen. All right, press one on your phone. Amen. Those of you that have other testimonies or comments, amen, things you have heard, amen. We will always, the last 5 minutes, amen, we always go into prayer for those that are not here. All right, we're at 561-5981.
Good evening. We just thank God again for this great lesson on tonight, faith. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I have learned in life. But one of the things I've really learned is praying is the key to life. We can pray. We can pray 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. But if you don't have faith in your prayer, you have to have faith behind it. You know, I was listening to the minister earlier. As he was saying, even when I was going through, I don't like to talk about it a lot, but even when I was going through, starting with chemo, the first thing I told him when I first went there, I had faith enough to believe that I was coming out. So there's one thing we must always continue to do, even with our prayers. We have to have faith to believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. We just thank you again, Bishop, and continue teaching. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God, as well. Amen. As many more, amen, as the sands of the sea, many more of the saints, amen, can tell you that word through. Sometimes we downplay the word through, but it's a powerful word, knowing, amen, that God taking us through. Amen. Knowing, amen, your trust in God, that he's alive, he's not dead. Amen. And, I mean, when God moves, amen, when he moves, you can't stop him. You can't, when he moves, it might sound like a slow to some, amen, but when he moves, and when God bless you, nobody can curse you. Amen. Amen. All right, you push one on your phone. I think we're about two or three more callers away from prayer. Amen. But if we kind of wrap we have to practice it. We have to work at it. We have to work at it. Amen. It's a constant effort. Amen. Don't think it's not an effort, because the enemy try to bombard us every day. Amen. Try to come after our sure faith every day by people, places, and things. And God come after us every day. Amen. He got the wind blowing, the sun shining, air and food. Amen. God want us to do his job. Amen. The more you do it, the more blessed you will get. Amen. All right. 954-4427.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, Bishop, when it comes to living in the world, we go to school, we go to college, and we learn all we can about a particular subject so that we can be the best we can be in that subject. You know, when it comes to, when it comes to faith, you have, none of us are born and know how to live. Especially as believers, we don't know how to live. So what we need to do is go to the person who created life in order that we would learn how to live life. See, the Bible tells us how to live life. And since we, the only person that created life was God, then it makes sense for us to go to God to learn how to live life. And when you go and when you study the word, that's when you begin to build your faith. Because we, without faith in God's word, how can we live this life? We're not born knowing how to live this life. So we have to stay in the word in order to learn how to live this life. And if we don't stay in the word, we're going to miss the mark every time.
Amen. All right. Man, very good. Very good. Nameless Thomas say that we were born in iniquity. Amen. We were born in iniquity. Iniquity, amen, it covers everything. Transgression, if we know what it, anytime we know what is wrong and commandments or against people, amen, we know we did some kind of wrong. But iniquity covers, amen, by his stripes. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquity and wounded. Amen. Bruised and wounded transgression and iniquity. Amen. So Jesus covered it all. Amen. And we had to learn. We got to learn day by day, hour by hour sometime. Amen. That's why repentance. 1 John 1:9 says, we confess our sin. He's just and faithful to forgive us of our sins. But if you say you have no sin, amen, you a liar. Make him a liar. He's not a liar, but amen. You've done some things that you don't know nothing about, but thank God. God forgive us. Thank God for him walking this earth. He knows the tricks. Amen. He knows the tricks. He knows the problems and situations. The enemy try to throw up all the time. Amen. Amen. Now, N-O-W, now, right present, the present, amen. God is a present God. God is a God of the live. He's the living, amen, the now God. All right, I think we're back at, amen, 561, 5981. We'll be back there. Amen, we are, all right?
Yes. And I was just thinking, you know, my mind take me back to a lot of the patriarchs of the Bible and the type of faith that they had. Job. Look at the type of faith that he had after going all through all he went through. Look at the faith he had. Even with Gideon, my mind take me back with Gideon, how he went out with all these soldiers to fight this big army. And God told him, no, you have just too many. See, that's faith. Never faith. So we have to live this life by faith. And I pray to God that we must continue to have faith in life. God bless you.
All right. I think it's 954 again, 4427. 4427. I don't know if you clicked on. Click.
Yes. Bishop, this is so true. This is faith. We can't live this life. As believers, we can't live this life. Because, see, once you become a believer, see, you didn't left the world. You're no longer going according to the world standard. So what are you going to base your faith on now? You have to base your faith on the word of God. That means you have to stay in the word of God in order to strengthen your faith. If not, your faith is going to get weak. When the enemy comes, he's going to try you, and you're going to fail every time because of your faith is weak. You got to strengthen your faith by staying in the word of God. And the Holy Spirit will be faithful every time to show you the way. He's going to give you the wisdom. He's going to give you an unction in your spirit. And when that unction comes in your spirit, you can know the Holy Spirit is giving you the word of God. So now you can stand strong. And your faith is going to say, no, I'm going to go through this. You know, there's a song that I often thought about while I was going through all of my surgery. It was, this too will pass. This too will pass. Yes. I don't care what it is. We'll pass. This too will pass. So you got to stay in the Word of God if you're a believer so that your faith can stay strong.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Amen. Amen. We're getting ready, to go into prayer. Amen. And we always thank God. And if that lets you know the Holy Spirit, I would laugh about it because the Holy Spirit, amen. He know how to deal with you. He know how to talk with you on a level and then make you understand. Amen. And I had a comment, a little remark came to me when I was going through some things. And I told him in the hospital, I said, y'all do all y'all can now. Do all you can. I ain't coming back. Get it on out the way, what you got to do. So I'm not coming back. Amen. All right, we're going to go through prayer now. We're going to pray. Amen. We're going to start out with prayer real quickly here. Amen. Give me a short prayer. Amen. We're going to pray for the saints, pray for the problems, situation, whatever God put on your heart. All right, 561-5981. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you again, Lord. We thank you for another great lesson on tonight. Father, we ask you to continue blessing the man of God, the teacher, dear God. Father, we ask you to continue to bless the listeners, oh God. We love this lesson, faith. It's impossible to please you without faith. Father, we just thank you for what you did yesterday. We thank you for what you're doing right now. And I truly believe that it's hard to not trust a God. Why would you serve a God and you don't trust him? And in Jesus' name, we just pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Have another prayer. Amen.
Father God, we come before you tonight. Father God, we come before you tonight, asking that all those listening to this broadcast, well, Lord God, will continue to study your word, that the Holy Spirit may strengthen their faith, that, Father God, they will believe that you will bring them through no matter what the situation, no matter what condition they're in. Father God, let their faith be strong and their faith will bring them through. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for our listeners. We thank you for the broadcast. Lord, we thank you for those that are listening, those that will be listening. Lord, we ask you to bless them. Oh, God, show me your favor in heaven and in earth. Oh, God, as we go through with your son, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, touch the ones that are going through. Going through this COVID-19, oh God, and whatever other germs and disease that come upon mankind, oh God, whatever disaster, that we trust in you, in our homes, in our highways, Lord, in our families, oh God, we need you, and we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Lord, we never thank you. Like David said, if I had tongues, a thousand tongues, I would thank you and ask you to continue, knowing that you don't have no evil in you, knowing that you have no tricks, like to set up your sleeves or try to deceive us and dive us and cut us and shut us up and close us up and bind us up through your son, Jesus Christ. Bless them now. In Jesus Christ we pray. Again and again, we thank God for your listening. Continue. Until next time.